Hello, hello, hello. This is Cortina Jackson, and you're listening to What's on Cortina Jackson's Mind. I've been away from you guys for some time. For good reason, though. I've got the opportunity to do some acting, and so I recently started a film called Hell Express. We did film that trailer the end of May. And I'm also in a movie called The Family. And at the same time, I filmed a short story called Witness. I got to be an extra in Witness. And so it was very exciting to be on the many projects that I've been on and just really delving into acting more. And because I wanted to pursue it, I started taking an actor's workshop and taking some acting classes. Now I'm starting to get over in that age where I'm trying to define my life and see where I should be. And at this time, I'm in my 40s. I'm not afraid to say it. But this is the time that usually your children are grown and you're at that pinnacle in your career. And so I am at that point wondering, what do I want to be when I grow up? And I tell you, since I've been doing this acting, I find that I really enjoy it. It's quite a release for me. And, you know, this is going to be a great segue because my next podcast I want to do, I want to delve into one of my favorite genres of movies, and that is horror or thrillers. I find that I really enjoy those movies, but here's the conflict. And by the time I'm done with the podcast that will follow this up, I'm hoping for someone to reach out to me so that we can delve into this a little more. As I said, I enjoy horror movies, and you don't find this a lot. There is a great following for thrillers and horror movies, but you don't get that too much, especially in the African American community. I've noticed a lot of people. Enjoyed that genre. However, Jordan Peele released a movie called Get Out, of course, and it kind of sparked a new thrill for this type of movie. And I'm very excited because it's what I write. It's what I enjoy. Here is the part that I am concerned with. I have been raised in church my whole life. My upbringing is, you know, devout Christian, Church of God in Christ. We believe in the edification of the Holy Spirit by speaking in tongues and by rejoicing and shouting and outward displays of, you know, our affection for God. And so with an upbringing of pastors and my mother, who's a missionary and church mother, you know, a lot of the things that follow up with scary movies include demons and demonic forces and these different things that, of course, people in church pray against and about. And because I enjoy this so much, I'm often torn as to my writing style. I enjoy it. I like writing about it, but I'm in a conflict right now because I'm wondering, is this something that I should be enjoying? Of course, if you ask my mother, she would say, oh, no, you know, this is something that, you know, I don't believe that God would be pleased with you delving in such a subject when these things have such demonic forces and demonic ties to them. So that is what I'm going to be discussing in our next podcast. I have a guest who will join me. He too often likes thrillers and horror movies, and me and him attend movies together. That's going to be my son, my youngest son. We have seen dozens of scary movies, and it's a lot of fun because me and him will sit there for hours and critique the movie, and almost we can go scene by scene explaining what has happened. And you know, I'll get the opportunity to tell you what my first scary movie was that truly scared me. And then something happened. I watched that scary movie as a child. I'll tell you what it is. My very first movie, I think that truly scared me was, I believe that was Friday the 13th, that actually scared me. And it was either Friday the 13th or Psycho. I don't remember which one came first for me, but I couldn't sleep. I couldn't go to the restroom on my own. I couldn't walk around in the dark. And as I mentioned before, because I was brought up in a religious home, my mother told me, hey, you pray. You pray about these things and you bind the evil spirits and bind the works of Satan that, you know, that these movies are tied into. And whenever you feel scared, just, you know, you have the Holy Spirit behind you. You have God on your side. And that should have been enough for me to stop watching scary movies. But I took that and I used it to help me get through. It sounds weird. Help me get through watching scary movies. I wasn't turned off by them. I didn't think, oh no, I don't want to see that again. It frightened me too bad. This time I decided to face my fears and watch them anyway. And when I would finish watching them, I would pray. And you know, as time went on, I became desensitized to them. To now, at this point, I've seen so many. If I go back and watch Friday the 13th, there's some of those early movies that I watched, Swamp Thing, you know, just different types of movies. Now it's almost comical to see the kill scenes, to see the monsters. I've become desensitized because it doesn't bother me anymore. And that is the part, that's the scariest part about this, is how desensitized I am. And many of us who look back on these movies and think, ah, that wasn't so bad, that wasn't so scary. Perhaps it should be. Are we at that state in the world where nothing bothers us anymore? We're so used to seeing it. We're used to seeing blood and gore. We're used to seeing movies that I must glorify these satanic entities. There's a show on called Lucifer. There's a show on called Supernatural, or yeah, I believe that's the name of that show. These different movies. There's a show called The Order. These movies delve into satanic rituals, satanic forces, evil spirits, and they are the most watched shows, high ratings. Doesn't bother people anymore to see it. Sometimes it's comical. Sometimes, you know, have we ushered in such a becoming so desensitized to these shows that if Satan himself actually showed up, would we fear? Or we think, oh, I've seen this before. Oh, this guy looks strange. He's probably on drugs, or he's probably got the devil in him. And we laugh and we move on and we watch these videos and movies. And so that's the scary part for me. Should I be enjoying this? I like it. I like a good scare. Sometimes what we fear, we become fascinated with. I become fascinated with it. And it doesn't scare me anymore. It's what it's supposed to do. It thrills me. I'm thrilled by it. Yet at night, I get down on my knees and I say my prayers and I thank God for my day and thank him for his protection and God keep me from all evil. And yet I take it in daily. So tell me what you think. You know, before I do the next podcast, it will be a critique of the different scary movies. Again, me and my son will critique our top scary movies, and we'll kind of discuss different ones. But what are your favorite scary movies? Or do you even like it? Does it still keep you up at night? Do you still do like I used to do, watch a scary movie and follow it up with a cartoon? kind of make me laugh and get rid of the scare factor of it. But if you do enjoy scary movies, what is your favorite one? Which one scared you? Which one did you think was the best told, best storyline? or just the cheesiest one that you thought, wow, that was good. It was cheesy, but it was good. I'm curious. And then tell me also what you think about my dilemma. As a born-again Christian, am I going too far, delving into a world that perhaps I should not be delving into? Thrillers, horror, scary. These are things, you know, that are relatable to people. People are scared. Things have happened. And these are things I can write about. Sometimes I write about horrific things that have happened to people because I have worked with some horrific people. I've worked in the prison system. I've been surrounded by criminals in my entire working career. And I myself have had some pretty bad things happen to me. So it becomes easy for me to write about these things. Writing thrillers, writing graphic details, that's easy for me because it's what I know. Writing about good things and happy things, not so much. You know, unfortunately, because bad things happen, I still believe in God and I still trust in His power to make me free. And I've become this positive person. But to write about something, I'm often plagued with thinking, how do I write about something that I've not experienced? How can I write about joy and someone falling in love and someone trusting in God and having this great experience if I myself haven't had that experience? But I have had tragedy. I've had things that scared me. I've had things that hurt me. I've heard terrible details of rape and murder and mayhem. I've heard all about that. And that becomes easy for me to write about. So, you know, I would love to switch over to another genre. I would love to write about something happy for a change. I'm a great writer of detail. And so to write something different would be a challenge. And I'd like to challenge myself. But, you know, with the onset of all these great movies coming out and Jordan Peele kind of forging the way for writers and producers and to make great movies, is this the time for me to jump in there and take advantage of this opportunity? Or do I need to back out of an industry that's taken over by, unfortunately, a lot of times, evil? So I look forward to seeing you at the next podcast. I hope you will watch, you know, for these great films and movies that I've been in. I hope to grab some more movies, do a lot more acting, and working on that next book. So you guys keep up with me. Thank you for following me. Tell others about the podcast. It keeps me encouraged. And I've got so much going on. I'm hoping one of these things will stick, you know. I write. I act now. I'm doing the podcast. And I'm still working that 9-to-5. And so juggling all those things, one thing's got to stick in the air for me. So if you like what you hear, I hope you'll tell others about it. And you can always keep up with me on my website at www.cortinajackson.com. I'm on YouTube. If you just type in Cortina Jackson, my channel will come up. It's all one word, Cortina Jackson. If you click on, I'll be wearing this purple garb. That's how you know you got the right one. Subscribe to me on YouTube. That'd be wonderful. I upload a lot of videos there. And also on all my social media. You can reach me on Facebook at On Earth As It Is in Hell. That is my author's website. And so I update a lot of my movie roles and different things there as I would my website. I'm on Instagram at Miss Tina_the writer. That's M-I-S-S, Tina, Miss Tina_the writer. And I am on Twitter at Tina the Writer. Also, LinkedIn for those business contacts. I hope you'll join me at, you know, any forum. Please let me know where you heard me. And I look forward to talking with you all soon. Stay tuned to What's on Cortina Jackson's Mind. And please join me if you'd like to be on a show and get your name out there because I definitely want to hear what's on your mind. Thank you. I hope you have a beautiful week. I know I will, and I look forward to reaching out to you soon. Bye-bye.